Would you like a little reading from Munificentissimus Deus this morning? Okay, you're going to get one. This is the document that Pope Pius XII wrote when he declared our feast day today, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be a dogma of the Church, that all Christians know that the Blessed Virgin Mary, when she completed her life in this world, was taken to the glory of heaven. And it's in our catechism. It says, finally, the Immaculate Virgin, preserved free from all stain of original sin, when the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up, body and soul, into heavenly glory, and exalted by the Lord as Queen over all things, so that she might be the more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of Lords and the conqueror of sin and death. The Catechism goes on to say that the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians. So why are we here today, crazily, on this Thursday morning? It's because of one word, the resurrection. Resurrection. Because of Christ's resurrection, we know that the Blessed Virgin Mary rose from the dead as well. And that's why we had that second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep. Sin came through man, and the resurrection of the dead also came through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life. And so it is important for us to remember that when we are baptized, that we are baptized into Christ's death, but that we will also we're baptized into his resurrection, so we will live again. And this isn't just a nice thought to make us feel better about ourselves. This is the reality of what is coming, that we all are to rise from the dead, and not just in our spirit. Remember that they even paid people to say, when Jesus rose from the dead, they paid people to say, his apostles came and stole his body, you know, just to subvert the amazing miracle of the resurrection. It's just not true. Jesus' body rose from the dead. His body did, as well as his spirit. He was raised from the dead. And he promises to us, this is the greatest hope we have as Christians, that our bodies too will be raised up. And so this is the amazing miracle that happened today, is that just as her Son's body, which she gave birth to, rose from the dead, amazingly her body rose from the dead. Blessed Virgin Mary, when she completed her life in this world, was taken up to the glory of heaven. And so it's right to say that her body isn't buried anywhere on earth. There's no cemetery anywhere or church that holds the body of the Blessed Virgin Mary or her relics. Doesn't exist. Why? Because she's in heaven. Literally, her body went into heaven. She's her glorified body in heaven. And that's what's supposed to be, the Catechism is saying, that's what's in store for us. We say that every time we pray the creed, that we believe in the resurrection of the dead, the resurrection of the body, and to the glory of heaven. It's our hope. We hear it in the first reading from the book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Who's that woman? The woman. Blessed art thou among women. All generations shall call me blessed, the Blessed Mother says in the gospel that we heard. Mary singing her Magnificat. Why? Because when she goes into the glory of heaven, this is exactly what she's saying. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So as we celebrate today the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, let's remember what our call is. That even though our bodies weigh us down, lead us to sin, that they die, that we're called to be to the fullness of life with the Blessed Virgin Mary. She knows the heaviness and the difficulties of living in the body, and she knows now too what is our hope and what is our glory, and she's pulling us to heaven with her. She's saying, come with me to the glory of heaven in this feast of the Assumption. Let's keep that in our minds, and let's do everything in our hearts and in our bodies to conform ourselves to Christ, to unite ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially as we receive Jesus now, his body and his blood in this Holy Eucharist.